Adam Pengelly is wearing plenty of hats as well, but he's on the trail. Yesterday, Brad Fittler saying that Cameron Smith was scared of taking on the New South Wales side. That's why he gave the game away. Hey, good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, TK. I thought you were talking about cows. It's a perfect introduction for me. So, morning, guys. Yeah, fascinating comments from Freddie yesterday. I was in that press conference, and it was almost a bit of a almost a throwaway line, but he was very deliberate in what he was saying. So, because I'll just paint a picture for the listeners out there and viewers. So the question was asked of Freddie, you know, do you think you've been a little bit lucky this year in terms of that everything's just gone wrong for Queensland that possibly could go wrong? New South Wales, all the planets have aligned this year, no injuries, you know, the guys that have come in have done the job straight away in Melbourne. And he didn't quite take offence to the question, but he did mention the fact that he says, well, I don't know what caused Cameron to retire. Maybe he knew what was coming. Maybe he could forecast what was coming in a few weeks. We're going to pick a young, hungry, healthy bunch of guys for New South Wales, and that's why he gave it away.
Yeah, I think Freddie would have been offended by that comment because, again, at origin level, they're difficult to win regardless of who plays. And I think he would have, you know, identified the fact that they've put a lot of work in. The players have responded to his way of coaching, and they've gone on and won. And they are difficult to win, no matter who's playing in that Queensland
shirt.
Yeah,
but Loz, they're more difficult to win with Cameron Smith, Jonathan Thurston, obviously, Cooper Cronk. You know, like, the planets have aligned. I think it was a fair question to be asking Freddie. I mean, and Freddie's no dill. He understands that this is not the Queensland side. While they're always hard to win, I grant everybody that.
Yeah.
They're a bloody lot easier to win without four immortals lining up against you.
And the one point he did make as well, he said this has been bubbling and coming for a fair few years now because New South Wales has been winning the 16s, the 18s pretty much every year. Now they've won the Women's State of Origin. He said this is just a culmination of the last 4 or 5 years of hard work throughout the whole pathway system.
Yes.
And New South Wales have got to this point now where they can win an Origin series.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what we do know about this New South Wales team and the Queensland Origin team, it is... There's not much between the two sides.
No.
There's not much between the two sides, and it's a lot more even contest, I suppose, when you look at the two teams. Whereas in the past, you've always seen Queensland with those big names, and you're always thinking, well, if they play to their potential, they probably win. Whereas now, it's a even money bet. But I'm looking forward to tonight, and we spoke about this earlier, just the little subplots within the game from the Queenslanders, but also New South Wales. We were speaking about Nathan Cleary. He's been steady in his opening two games. I expected a lot more from him, only because he's a really good player, and I believe he can reach that superstar level. And I think he's been underwhelming in his first two performances. But with the, you know, with the result now in New South Wales' favour, more freedom to play with. I'm expecting a lot more from him tonight. Are you?
Yeah, 100%, Laurie. And that just goes to show that how dominant and how good Jimmy Maloney's been in the first two games to get New South Wales over the line with Nathan not quite at his best. And Freddie was at pains to say after that second game in Sydney that he still thinks that Nathan's a little bit has been a little bit lost in the Origin arena in particular moments throughout games. Obviously, he made that great try-saving tackle late in game two, and everyone says, oh, wow, how good was Nathan Cleary? But if you break the game down and peel it back, well, he had a very quiet game, and you're probably right. He has been a little bit underwhelming. And tonight, as much as we're talking about DCE and the pressure on him, he really needs to stamp himself at Origin level. I think tonight's just as big an occasion for Nathan Cleary.
You know, he made 23 tackles before that tackle.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone loves that, you know, the try-saver cover tackle, and it was a beauty, right? But he was rock solid in that defensive line. Not to have a hole in your line is a wonderful thing, Loz, as a coach. What a comfort that is. And that's where I was always a defender of Mitchell Pearce. Yeah. You know, you can have your flashy halfback, but 50% of the time, you're defending.
Yeah. And
you know, and you see them exposed so quickly and easily now with a good game manager.
Yeah. He's a victim of his
own. You can't afford to have a hole in your
life. He's a victim of his own circumstances, though, Nathan Cleary, because he's hit the scene and he's a young, exciting young talent. And we've finally got the player who we believe will be the number seven for years to come. And we give him the opportunity. And again, I think he's been good. You know, he's played his role within the team. I don't know what I was expecting from him. I think I just thought that he'd hit the ground running and look as though he was the Origin player that we need to have in the next 10 years. But I said, I saw Kalyn Ponga play and I went, wow. Nathan Cleary in the opening two games, steady. And I think tonight, if he can come out, even for his own confidence, and just have a couple of big moments in the game, run the ball a bit more than what he's done.
He'll do that.
I think if he does that, everyone will sit back and go, yep, this is the guy. But if he plays the way he's done in Origin 1 or 2, I reckon a lot of people will still sit back and go, geez, is he the bloke that's going to take us to the promised land in the future?
Well, he's already done that. He's won a series.
Well, he has, but will he continue to do that?
Yeah. Speaking about blokes jumping out of the box, Chautauqua. Now, this is a remarkable story. This will be fascinating. Jump out, we think, maybe on Friday.
Fingers crossed, TK, at Flemington on Friday. His name has been entered in those jump outs, and obviously there can be a lot of late sort of withdrawals or scratchings, for want of a better term, in those jump outs. It's not set in stone or Carr City will definitely have a jump out on Friday, but there's going to be plenty of eyes on the big grey down there at Flemington on Friday. We know how, you know, traumatic that autumn campaign was for Hawks Racing. We just wouldn't jump from the barriers, and it denied him a chance to win a fourth TJ Smith Stakes, which is quite remarkable. So obviously he was turned out for a spell. He's been back in pre-training. Hawks training have said, okay, we're going to try and take our first baby steps towards a spring campaign with a jump out on Friday, and everyone's going to be watching just to see if he jumps out of the barriers, basically.
Ramorny, what's happening with that?
It's on this afternoon, Laurie. I'd love to see if we could try and do a Ramorny State of Origin double.
We should ask Dave Stanley if he's out of bed.
I checked the jump time for the Ramorny. It's 4 o'clock this afternoon. What is it, a 3.5 hour trip, TK, up to Brisbane? I'm not quite sure we'd be able to do it. But yeah, good race to take today.
Oh, it's a bit more than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, Toby Edmonds has come down.
Not the way TK travels. Yeah. He travels with a helicopter.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Toby Edmonds got the two favourites at the moment, boys, with Havasay and Tyre Zone, both coming back from Queensland Winter Carnival runs in stakes company. I just had a quick look at the race last night. Didn't do a whole lot of in-depth form, but I thought the Monstar was a big price in the Ramorny. He's such a consistent horse. He's coming out of the Stradbroke where he ran down the track. Well, that's
needs a soft track.
Is it wet?
Well,
yeah.
I think the weather forecast is okay up there. He's a genuine group horse on his day. If there's a bit of sting out of the ground, probably suits him, but he was double figures, I think, last night. So if he can get that little bit of jar out of the track, he's drawn a little bit awkwardly, a bit of cover in the run. I thought he was the way to play that race at double figure odds.
I don't want to be a name dropper, but this is truly one of the great race meetings in the world, the Durban July. Lucky enough to be there last year. What's happened over there?
Name drop this morning. Mate, what did you do last night? Did you just sit in bed thinking of quotes, thinking of ways to name drop, thinking of ways
to... It's a special day. It's a cracking day.
This is what got to be one of the quirkiest stories I've seen in racing. A bit of news coming out of South Africa. A courier service was obviously asked to collect the drug test samples from the race meeting and take them back to a laboratory for analysis. The courier was pulled over by a car that had flashing lights and a PA system, and he pulled over on the side of the highway. A couple of blokes get out of the car and hold up the courier at gunpoint and steal the drug test samples.
That's strange.
That's got to be one of the most weirdest
inside job. Alarm bells.
So some unsuspecting citizens found these samples, which are dumped somewhere in a forest or some sort of area, and they had Greyville on them. Sure, these must be drug test samples. Alerted the police to them. They went back to try and find them, and they couldn't find them.
The number one suspect, who won the race?
Yeah. Who did win the race?
One of the only story you find in racing, boys.
It's a good day out. It's a terrific day out. Well done, mate. Who wins tonight?
I think Queensland at $2.25 straight off the stick is a very attractive bet. I just think Queensland will get the job done tonight, Laurie.
Yeah, that 2.5 star.
They'll be tough to beat.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy Origin.